Josh Kim was in here.
Yeah. Okay, Derech HaMelech. Shavuos Lil. So Derech HaMelech is Eish Kodesh. Happens to be, this is before the war he wrote Derech HaMelech, whereas Eish Kodesh itself was written during the Warsaw Ghetto, 1941, 1942. This is before the war. And I would have to say, I would probably say, from what I've learned of the Eish Kodesh, I think the Derech HaMelech is like where he gives over his Ikra Hashkafa. It's all Torahs to the Baal Shem Tov, and he explains the Torahs to the Baal Shem Tov. So we'll try to learn whatever we can understand. Let's try to understand, what does it mean, Kabbalah Satorah, to us? We're about to experience Kabbalah Satorah. What does Kabbalah Satorah mean to us? Amnam Nodem Ma'Baal Shem Tov. The classic Derech HaMelech, I think the Eish Kodesh is probably one of the most contemporary, out of the contemporary Hasidic Rebbeim. I'm not talking about going back to the Magna Mezrich and everything. He really, really explained, always explained what the Baal Shem Tov had to say. He's always going back to the Baal Shem Tov. This is the Baal Shem Tov. So the Asid Yikach Hashem is a Os Mem min a Samech Mem, right? So we know that there's a brother Samech Mem, as some would call it. The brother Samech Mem is the very, very bad angel. You can call this a Sitcher, it's called the Samech Mem. Veisher Sael. What?
Is that a stamp or something?
It's Samael. You're not supposed to say it. Samael, you're not supposed to say that the whole word like I just said it. As they say. So someone would say the brother Samech Mem. So there's an idea that in the end of days the Mem will be taken out of the Samech Mem Aleph Lamed and it will turn into the Sael. I think we did it in a piece of Eish Kodesh where he brings this down and the Mem comes out. Sael, Samech Aleph Lamed. Shubigamachi Havaya, it's Yudke Vavke Aleph Dal Nun Yud. So the Samael, the worst, the representing of the highest level of Tumah in this world, the highest level of Neged Ratzon Hashem in this world, turns into the Gematria of Yudke Vavke Aleph Dal Nun Yud. Avanoda Shalbiyas HaMashiach Tzichim Nahachin Es Atzo Yidei Avodoseinu. And we know that before Bibiyas HaMashiach, we have to be prepare our avoda. Chimat anachnu tzichim la'atchil ba'avoda zu. We have to go on this path. What path? Ve'echos mi'sabchus mi'akotzeh l'akotzeh. It's not enough for us to get away from the bad, but we have to do good. It's not enough to take the mem from the Samael and turn it to Sael. We have to turn the Samach mem, Aleph Lamed, the worst angel, into Yudkei Vavkei Aleph Aleph Nun Yud. It's about Shem Tov. It's not enough just to, I'm not doing bad anymore. It's not enough. You have to turn the bad into good. Lo levad levatel samach mem. Not just to the mevatel the samach mem. El galus bo lekusav ayadim to be megale to reveal the yud kei vav kei aluf dal nun yud within that. Omnam beinyan avoydu yochal liyos al pi darkenu ki mau yetzar. We have to understand in our avoda what is the yetzahara. Kolomer lamanikar yetzahara. Why is it called the yetzer hara? That it seduces us to do the opposite of Ratzon Hashem. And if Hashem didn't mitzave that this is aser, he would never feel that the Yetzer is pushing him to do something that was mutter. He never feel that the Yetzer is pushing me to drink a peach nectar drink, unless it becomes aser, and then the Yetzer already is it now. A person trying to hold off on calories and sugar, so the Yetzer is already pushing it to the peach nectar, which is totally fake peach nectar and concentrate, whatever. But the Yetzer is not going to chop you on things that are mutter.
Rip on the neck.
And in that battle, listen to this. This is classic Eish Kodesh. Within that feeling of I can't have that, that is God in hiding. That's Elukus already. Why? Because the whole reason that you're fighting this battle is because the Yetzer is pushing something because they know that godliness is there telling you not to have it. Listen to what he says. You'd think when this godliness comes down, when a person fights the Yetzer and he wins, and he's not going to do that. He's not going to eat that. He's not going to eat that in that restaurant. and then he feels godliness. No, 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 no. This is where the Eishkodesh, this is where it's different than everything. Elaaf terem shenisa lulchom neged yitzo baba bekibo machshava yitzo. Once the machshava comes, and he steps up to the plate, he doesn't win the battle yet, he doesn't even fight the battle, but the battle exists, he's feeling godliness. The fact that the battle exists, he's feeling godliness. Right? There's no battle in where godly doesn't exist, there's no battle. The fact that the battle exists, even if he's going to lose the battle, there's godliness in that place. Because he knows it is a battle. As long as he feels this is an avera, but the yetzer seduces me. That's even if he does it, he still has that feeling of godliness that I fought, that I was in a battle.
Even if he's not like thinking consciously, like, oh, this is godliness that I wanted. Like, it's just it's there.
No, there's no battle whatsoever.
I'm thinking there's a battle.
For example, in the case of shogig, where he doesn't know that it's usher. So then, there's no battle b'chlam. He says to bring a korban, but there's lo b'yidia levat. Maybe that's after why he brings bring a korban chatas, because he lost on the opportunity to fight a battle. Mm-hmm. Because you're so close when you fight a battle. Just like a woman when you gave birth, they bring a korban chatas. Why? Because they were so close to Hashem, liyad Hashem. The fact that you missed shogig is either two things: you don't know that it's aser, or that you don't know that you don't know that it was aser, or that you didn't know that you're doing the act.
What?
Yeah. So I mean, there you didn't even get to fight the battle. You didn't even have that closeness to Hashem in the battle. Lo be that be the levad. Back at Gosh Hashem mitzvayim. I love him. What?
Isn't there a different word for it? I think shogig is like just. Isn't there a different word like if you didn't know that? Like if no.
It's onus. Onus is that like you. Someone pushed you and you fell into like the switch of. Zos hi kvar chelik elukus asher gilto ufolta neshama kirba. The neshama is shining just to know that there's a battle, even if he doesn't win the battle. That's pretty amazing. Absolutely, Peter Yetzar, and even if the Yetzar is mefatim and it seduces him, and it's successful, chelik elukus zet tamanu muster. This chelik elukus is hidden within him that there was a battle, because if there was no godliness, he wouldn't have felt the battle. That's my pshat in the korban shogig. The prisoner sitting with shogig brings a korban because he lost the opportunity even to know that there's a battle, even if he's going to lose the battle. Avakevan shalom mifate lam aftil asoskin. Why did try to seduce him? They should have rotzon Hashem. Therefore, there's godliness hidden in there. The fact that he knew that there was battle, there was a godliness hidden in there. Godliness did not win out, and it was not fully expressed. Obviously, if a person wins the battle, then godliness is fully, fully expressed. But godliness is expressed once the person knows that there is a battle. Ube'emes lo yitrage sha'adam v'chelek elukus yiskala b'otem shenitzcho yitzram. The problem is, when does he really feel this feeling of godliness? He said,
when he does the act.
Therefore, it's very hard to fight against it. We'll learn what he means talking about it. He's going to explain it. Ke'over averach malzon yeshlo mikodem machshava shi'ase aver. Before one does the act, there's a machshava. I may do this aver. V'achar kein chassam also bepoel. Chen agosha shabolim mo mikodem shechoshev eicha esei ara gdol azot v'chatas elukim lo agosha v'yur neged maase aver. Who rak neged hiru machshava aver shabahu bekirbo. The battle that he fought was a battle on a very low level. He had a machshava, and we all can identify this in a minute. I'll explain. He had a machshava to do the aver. So where's elukus in that? There's an elukus of the machshava that I shouldn't be doing this. The machshava is against the machshava. B'chein, we will understand what he totally means soon. What? What? B'chein, he agosha kalim neshadak neged hira aveir ba'ah. Therefore, there's no way that spark of godliness, which is only a spark of godliness, neged the hearer of the thought doing the avera, it's never going to win over the taiva. It's never going to overwin over the actual lust. Because she's gabbo neged yitzur shemafel mifateu, it's been possible to stand up the little spark of godliness of this is a wrong thing to do. And I'm thinking about doing it, well, it's never going to outwin the mefata, the Yetzer Hara. So how do we ever win? When does our gosha come? When does the real godliness feel like, oh my God, when does the real battle begin? After a person does the Avera. We all know that, right? After we do the Avera, that's when we feel, what the heck did I just do? Why did I need that? Why did I need that piece of chicken? Like, what was I thinking? Why did I have to go to the Nenjin? I really need this in my life? But before the chait, we don't feel that. Why? Because the godly spark is only on the machshava level. But when a person does a maisa, the godly spark is much greater. And therefore he feels a much greater feeling of godliness, saying, I didn't act like that. I needed that. Because if we had that feeling, if we had that strong feeling of maise, of the feeling that we feel after maise, that has snagged us, the dirtiness, the piece of godliness after the maise, because the maise brought up the machshava to a level of maise. Then, if we only had that feeling before the Maisa, when we were just on the level of Machshava Yehurim, we would never have done it. Let's give a mashal.
You say you already would have had that before you would have done it.
A person on a diet, and he walks into Dunkin' Donuts and says, I'm not going to take a donut, I'm not doing that, and that's not good for me, donut. But the Maisa, it's all in the world of Machshava. And he'll have another thought. No, it's very good for me. I need to calm down. It was a very tense day. I need that donut. So he'll have that donut. Machshava versus machshava. Then after the donut, the person that dies says, Darn it, I didn't need that. That was horrible for me. I feel sick from it. I feel so betrayed. I betrayed myself. I was so good with the diet. If he had that strong feeling of maisa after the maisa, before the maisa, he wouldn't have done it. But he was only battling before the maisa in the world of machshava. So machshava this, machshava that, machshava this, machshava that. It's a very tense day. I need it to calm down. Otherwise, I'm going to take it off of my wife and children. So I need to have this beer. I need to have whatever. Some beer's not a bad thing. I need to have this donut.
Nice whole garden.
Yeah. You hear what it's saying? The spark of godliness on the machshava level, when a person is thinking about avera, is at a much lower level than after the maisa. After the maisa, there's this great spark of his of I did something that was usher. I betrayed myself. I betrayed this. I listened to this stupid Yetzer Hara. Who is this Yetzer Hara? And if only we took that feeling of astonishing the Maisa before the Maisa, we wouldn't have done it.
It's like a car accident. It's like the minute you get in the accident, there's like a split second, you're just kind of in shock, and then you slowly get to contemplate what happened and think about what happened, and it gets more and more of an impact of emotional.
Okay. ובאמת לו יתרגש האדם וחלק על הכוס יסגר לבו טרם שניצחו יצרו כזו יאמרו המנצח ליצרו לכוס זו שנף של פולטה אבל כיוון שיסגר לזו בו רק אחרי מייסי because the great elukus of the battle happened after the Maisa because that the Yetzer was won therefore once the Yetzer won there's a much after the malach was finished, we can never. That's why it's very hard to fight against the Yetzer Hara, because the spark of godliness is only against the machshava. If the spark of godliness was against the maisa, after we do the maisa, right?
Yeah, you're saying if you had that spark of godliness before you did the ma'aseh, you wouldn't have done it.
The spark of godliness of ma'aseh, right, in the level of before the ma'aseh, then we could have stopped ourselves. Right. But if the spark of godliness is very low, it's machshava, you have many machshavos. Right. It's okay, and you know, I had a really bad day, so therefore I can look at this dirty picture. But the ma'aseh, afterwards...
I don't think it's ever a real rationalization.
Huh? because it's in the world of machshava, you could think this way, you could think that way. But after you do the ma'aseh, then you come to the groups. Why did I need that? Why did I need that? Why? What did it do for me?
Yeah, it's true. Saying good.
Ki over aver rachman latan, yesh lo mikodem machshav shias aver v'achar kechas shemosu bepol. Chen hagosh shavolo mikodem shechoshav eich esa ara gdola azot v'chatat ilukim. Lo hagoshav yir neged ma'ase avora who rak neged hiruim machshav aver shabab bekirbahu. Meaning his fight of against the machshav is only machshav of godliness, but it's not a ma'ase. The cheni hagasha kal, it's only a small hagasha. They should rak neged hiru avera. It's only against the hiru of the thought of doing avera. It's only a small little spark of godliness because the bowel's on a much lower level because it's only on a machshava level. But once the kasha shiskabu, it's very hard to be miskabu that. The ilu bar hagasha v'sgalas of the kis neged asot el shabul. But when the godly spark of the fight against the yetzahara, after it is said and done, ooh, then it becomes greater than the Yetzirah. But problem is, game over. You already did it. Now, what's our avodah? On the machilik azeh ben hiru aver la aver bepol lo bo mitzad Yetzirah ki alo mifateu bepam. It doesn't have to be the Yetzirah. It's not the Yetzirah playing tricks on us. It's us. It's us. Raka odu manifu bevo machshavas divrei yetzer shiase. Lo gama maaseu od ad asher yase before. He only understands the consequences of it until it's done. L'cheinu ha yakadosh baruch hu mitzarif machshava ra l'maise. For Kadosh Baruch Hu was mitzarif a machshava ra. But we know that a machshava, if you had a machshava tova, it's as if you did it. But it's not true by machshava ra. If a Kadosh Baruch Hu was mitzarif a machshava ra, like you did it, so then we would be much. Then we could stop ourselves because the fight against that is on the level of asiya. Because if that was true, that machshava ra is equal to an amase, then our the spark of godliness for just a machshava ra would be on a level of asiya, and we'd be able to stop ourselves. We would be post that feeling of doing the act of isra of like, why did I do that? I really needed that. How many people feel good about themselves after they do a chait? Any God-conscious person, Torah believer, Hashem believer, you feel horrible. I really had to go in that car on Shabbos. I really needed that. I really need that piece of questionable kosher steak. I really, really needed that. But the problem is, we're fighting, our spark of godliness against the Yetzer Hara is on a machshava level, not a ma'aseh level. If it's on a ma'aseh level, i.e. the feeling that we have afterwards. Aval eizer revach hayoyim sof kol sof akfar varno la averich hashom ki machshav ra kodesh bruch mitzav la maise v'yozeh secharno negra v'seidu v'chein tzrichim lakach as rakiz ato mize kodesh bruch ein mitzav la maise aval anachno mitzav la maise. So in the end, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't equal a bad machshav as if you do. If you think about robbing a bank, it's not as if you robbed a bank. Baruch Hashem, that's for the good of us. But we, on our machshava level, and when we fight the battle against the Yetzirah, that's right, machshava tov mitzarif the ma'aseh, but not by machshava ra. But we have to mitzarif it to the ma'aseh. When we're about to get something bad, we shouldn't have that feeling of the machshava negative machshava. We should have the feeling of a ma'aseh negative machshava. Then we'd be much stronger. The feeling of after you did the ma'aseh, that spark of godliness. Va'ish Yisrael kishebach Hashem bekibur shum nidnu shemachshava avon. Yeah, but ain't of kibur kvar asa. When that thought of doing something asa comes up in our mind, what should battle it? It's as if we already did the chait. When Meili is galim and Ishmasa kedusha rabba neged a chait apol, then a greater spark of godliness would come upon us. Because remember, the spark of godliness comes every time the Yetzer comes to mefata us, because it's going in the neged rotzon Hashem's. It's a waking up. It's waking up the godly spark in us, because it's the Yetzer Hara is a God-conscious thing. It's a very God-conscious, but you think this is the opposite of how everyone say Yetzer Hara? No, it's nothing to do with godliness. No, the Yetzer Hara is a very God-conscious thing, because it's trying to get you negative Atzen Hashem. Therefore, when the Yetzer Hara is fighting against you, you have the ability, you know, as the Baal Shem Tov says, Shaktan, he doesn't quote it, it's Chet. It's Chet, Tet, Aleph. What's silent in Chet? The Aleph, which represents Alufa Shalola, Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Aleph is there in Chet, but it's silent in the Chet. But it's there, because a person had a battle. And if a God was there, when the Yetzer Hara is there, God is there. If we have the feeling of Maisa, of that feeling of after the Aveira,
which is
this
regret.
This is a great psychology, by the way, for diets and everything.
That's regret, though. That Maisa afterwards, that godly spark afterwards, is regret.
It's a form of regret.
Have, no.
Ah, what are you talking about? It's the first level of tshuva. Charat is the first level of
tshuva. Also says that's the Yetzer Hara, is you're feeling regret and you get down about it.
That's something else. It is what you do with your regret is something else. If you regret it and you start throwing furniture around and crashing cars and screaming at everyone, yeah, that's true. But if it's a regret, a more positive, healthy regret, that's something else. I will finish with this. What's the pasuk that the Gemara learns that a Kodesh Baruch Hu does not mitzaref machshava ra'al ma'isa? The pasuk says this. It's funny, when we're learning Baal Tani, we learned the same pasuk tonight. A iniquity, which is a machshava ra, if I saw it in my heart, that means I didn't act upon it, Hashem will not hear it. Meaning, just because I thought about robbing the bank, that doesn't mean Hashem heard it and that it happened. As opposed to machshava tova is mitzarev ma'isa. If I wanted to do chesed and for whatever reason I wasn't able to do it, Hashem is mitzarev for the ma'isa. In believing faraitis kala avon, so he learns the pshat, the remez in this. In believing, what does it mean? Avon im raisi believing. In my heart, if I saw it raisi kala avon, that I saw the whole iniquity, meaning left of the fact, the maisa. Ki ilu kvar siti, but Paul, as if I did it, alo yishma Hashem b'leitzuf Hashem. Then it will never come to a maisa. If my heart sees it, a full iniquity, that as if I did it, I will never come to sin. What does this have to do with Kabbalah Satorah? So I'm going to just jump to the rest of the piece. Because Yoni Miller, we said Chavrus and Derech HaMelech in the summer. And every time we would get to the parsha, we're like, okay, that's real. The main thing is his message. How he fits into the parsha is not always like. But in any event, in Kabbalah Satorah, we never. Kabbalah Satorah is always on. I'll just jump schedule paragraphs. V'zeu reishis Kabbalah Satorah. This is the understanding of Kabbalah Satorah. Kabbalah Satorah. Every Kabbalah, every receiving, is something that we didn't have before. Right? You cannot receive the Yom Kanyan. You already have a Yom Kanyan. You can receive a hat or whatever it is. You don't have a hat, so I'll give you a hat. Something that you don't have. And every time that we're lacking something, every time, as time moves on, if we're not mekabel the Torah, we're lacking the Torah. We always have to renew what we're getting. Kabbalah Satorah is like, what am I lacking and how do I fill in that lacking? How does it fit into this? So, for example, he says, Lo tignova lo tirtzach, right? So I'm keeping the Torah, Lo tignova lo tirtzach. Okay? You're not going to kill and you're not going to, you already have that. Move on to something else. Always to move on. Always to, Always to go in front of the Yetzer Hara and not to fight the Yetzer Hara with level of machshava, to fight the Yetzer Hara on level of maisa. Look as if after you did the maisa with a great spark, that's when the spark of godliness comes in. That's when you feel the iser after you do it. Because before, in your level of the machshava, and you with machshava you play all these games. It's not awesome, because but after the mice, when a person knows that he did something awesome, And he's got consciousness, and he's a believing Torah Jew. He feels it. He feels it in his heart that, oh, why did I need to do that? What was that necessary? That's only after the Maisa. So our job, our Kabbalah Satorah, meaning we have to go ahead to areas where we have to go one step ahead. And we have to be thinking about the Maisa even in the level of Machshava. If I looked at the iniquity when it was just in my heart, meaning just on the machshava, but I looked at the iniquity of the maisa, I was post the maisa, I was post that horrible feeling you have after you do a chait, O Yishma Hashem, I would never have got to that level of doing this avera.
And so, I'm just having trouble connecting.
Kabbalah is always to take what you don't have. Always to look what you don't have. Not just to continue, you know, as is, but always to look what I don't have. I mean, I do have a spark of godliness negin the machshava, but that's not enough. I need the spark of godliness negin the maisa.